I'm going to tell you a few stories. All you have to do is listen.
Welcome to another movie podcast, the official, unofficial podcast for most movies on the planet. I am Oscar. I said most.
Some.
Fuck you, man.
What? And there's so many movies.
Jesus, I hate you.
Listen,
you're
I'm proud.
Shit
well,
giving
I'm
you an
proud
intro.
That
wait,
you
wait,
got...
wait, wait, wait. Who are you? And with me today is...
Ralph.
Jesus
Raphael.
Christ.
Sorry.
And I have... Wait, okay, say
hold
your
on.
Thought.
I'm proud that you finally knew it was another movie podcast and you didn't stutter
oh,
and
I know.
Said, yeah, you've been doing it every fucking episode. And I'm glad you finally get
well,
to
well, I did like... How many shows we did in another...
A lot.
Over 100,
over
100. Yeah, so... And we have a bonus, fucking Christ. I'm a guest star today. Introduce yourself, Jason.
I am Jason Knight, longtime friend of Oscar and Raph.
Fuck out a little
and
I
am
the
host of Chicago's own Supernatural Current Studies podcast.
Hey, I didn't ask you to plug your
the
shit.
The SOS-Dash Radio podcast.
Okay. I was going
to
let him
I was about to ask him to do that, actually. Like, he's the part. Yeah.
Sorry.
I co-host a show with him. He can't shut up about SOS. No, I'm kidding. It's great. I honestly feel like I could time you. I knew the next time you're going to do it. It's usually within a five-minute window.
Oh, when I mentioned.
And when you're going to mention the next time Chicago's own Supernatural Current Studies. By the way, awesome fucking show. Everyone should listen to it, especially if you're even remotely inclined into the supernatural. I feel like we all at least know somebody who's into that, if you're not yourself one, and in which case you are involved.
Yeah, so it should really be an invite-a-friend scenario.
It should be.
If you know anybody who is into that topic, the paranormal, Chicago, just hauntings in general, ghosts, cryptids, aliens.
That one friend who watches American Horror Story.
Right. Let him know about the SOS-Dash Radio podcast. I appreciate the plug, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
You did it yourself. Thank you for coming in on this late evening, rainy evening in Chicago here.
Yeah.
This is the bonus episode that I think two or three of you, thank you for donating, is getting this month. For the rest, will come out 5 months later, around the time when this movie will be out on DVD and release. That's usually 5 months, right?
That's a good...
Yeah, I think 5 months is a good time. Anyway, the movie we're reviewing is Don't Breathe, and that's it. We're just doing Don't Breathe today,
Don't Breathe.
Not three movies in a row or anything like that. So before we get into that, I want to mention real quick, you can check out the website, otherpodcast.com. What are you doing? You're shaking your head there, Chief?
My phone's blowing up, sorry.
Oh, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. Good save. Otherpodcast.com for all information on the next shows and every other show, our archive, when the Twitter stuff and how to donate to our show, which would be awesome. But even if you can't do that, please, iTunes ratings will save our lives like you won't believe. If not that, tell a friend, tell a stranger. You know what? Tell a stranger before you tell a friend. See how that works. It might work out. Anyway, let's get into our review for today and we'll give you the rest of the spiel later at the end. With Don't Breathe. Hoping to walk away with a massive fortune, a trio of thieves break into the house of a blind man who isn't as helpless as he seems. That is an apt description of this movie. Don't Breathe, guys. The latest film by writer-director Fede Alvarez, or Fede? How do you pronounce that name, bro?
I don't know.
Fede? Fede Alvarez?
I'm just going because he's probably Hispanic.
He's probably Hispanic.
Yeah.
This guy's directorial debut was the remake of The Evil Dead. Anyone saw that movie?
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was his movie.
Dude, no.
Loved it.
You loved it? Wow.
I did. I liked it a lot.
Actually, that was one of our first reviews on the show. On the last show. Fuck me.
He's from Uruguay.
So Uruguay?
He's totally Hispanic.
He's totally Hispanic.
Ah, okay.
Anyway, a slip of the tongue. And the old show we used to do, Raph, that was one of our first... reviews was The Evil Dead, which I found it favorably. I didn't love it, but I thought
I didn't watch it.
Visuals were so striking.
And that's the thing. They updated all the effects. And
no, by the way, especially striking. It was so well done in that regard.
Yeah, I agree.
Really bloody.
Absolutely.
Anyway. October's coming up. I'll give it a go.
Yeah, give it a go.
Yeah, and they got the TV show, the
Ash vs. Evil
Showtime,
Dead.
Showtime, I think it's on. Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Yeah. That was Stars.
Awesome. Stars.
Is it Stars?
It's Stars,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't pay for the service. I just steal an app from a friend.
Oh,
had to log in.
Yarr.
That's the bus.
I'm not using my last name, so I can say that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. I know. Yeah, I know you're FN, your last name. Not that we say ours anyway, but it doesn't give a fuck.
Right.
Anyone who wants to find out who we are, they can find out who we are. Anyway, Don't Breathe is his latest film. A hit film, by the way. It made quite a splash when it came out. It was the movie that finally beat Suicide Squad off of the fucking blockbuster charts.
Right. Oh, did it?
Yes, that's the movie. Wow. Thank God, because that movie was a fucking train wreck. And this movie,
we all knew it was going to make him shit ton of money, though.
Yeah.
Of course.
So, Don't Breathe, guys. Did anyone have any anticipation about this film before you saw it?
Well, I just want to say, I'm going to try to do my best on this review. You know, I listen to your guys' show all the time. I enjoy it.
Thank you.
I feel like I'm sitting in the room with, like, the Hispanic Siskel and Ebert, like the doctors of movie review. This isn't my forte.
I'm clearly Ebert because I'm the egocentric mania. And
I'm taller.
Damn.
I love horror. So when you asked me to guest spot and actually watch a horror movie to come in and discuss it, I was really excited.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to do my best. I actually took notes. For this show, I took
Bad about that. I know that we don't have notes. Doesn't mean that we're just awful.
Yeah,
I used to take notes.
That and I totally just saw this movie
today,
6 hours ago, 7 hours ago.
Although I saw it like weeks ago.
I saw it like what did I say Sunday? So about 4 days ago.
Yeah.
So it's still fairly fresh in my head.
Yeah, still in theaters when we're recording this. Yeah. By the time you hear it, I don't know if it'll still be. I mean, it's a few days away before the end of the month.
Yeah.
So for the two people that get it, obviously Jay, I'll give it to you too. And probably to one other person, the guy with the website. I think I'm giving it to him too.
Can I have it?
You can. No.
Ah,
fuck. Okay. No. Get out of here. But for the rest of you crowd, it will be in 5 months. Anyway, so Don't Breathe. I had a little bit of anticipation for this film. When I first saw the trailer, I'm like, what am I watching? And it looks, at first I was like, this is crazy stupid. And then I was like, this is, looks crazy good. And I was like, and then ever since then, I was like, okay. We're going to watch this eventually. I didn't know if we were going to review it for the main show. And then as it was approaching and Luke was giving me those sour looks about reviewing a horror movie because he hates horror movies.
Yep.
I was like, we'll do it for the bonus. It'll be our first bonus episode ever. This is our break. We're breaking our bonus cherry right now. Mm. And it looks like we're bleeding all over the place.
It was this or Blair Witch?
Almost Blair Witch, but
I really pushed for no Blair Witch because I did.
Well, I did see it by my onesie, sure. And it was a terrible movie.
Was
awful,
it really?
Awful movie. So I'm like, okay, I'm glad we're not reviewing that one.
Yep.
But Ruff, did you have any anticipation for this movie?
I saw the trailer when it came out a couple months ago or whatever in theaters, and I was actually very interested. I looked at my buddy next to me. I was like, that looks interesting. And he said, nope, horror. I'm not doing that. And I didn't think it was horror. I thought it was more like a thriller kind of thing. I didn't even, not jump scares or anything.
I guess classified crime horror thriller.
Yeah. I guess it is some horror aspects. But overall, yeah, I was more anticipated than I was for other movies.
Cool. All right. Well, let's get into the actual first impressions on the thing. And I'm going to direct it to the guest host, of course, on the spotlight. Do you feel heat?
No pressure.
Just feel it. I don't give a fuck.
So going in, I didn't have any expectations. I love horror, but I don't have a lot of expectations for horror movies anymore.
Aww, your spirits have been broken.
It really has. Everything's been done 10 times. And like Ralph, you know, I remember seeing it on TV and be like, oh, that looks interesting. But then for some reason, it fell off my radar. Like, it completely disappeared from my mind. I don't know if it was like Suicide Squad and Marvel or it was just life kind of clouded things up. Don't Breathe completely fell off my radar. So when you said that's what you want to do for the bonus episode, I had to look it up again. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's the one that I thought looked fairly interesting in the previews. So, you know, me and my wife had a date night, got a babysitter for the kids, went out to see Don't Breathe. So I didn't really have any expectations going in. Overall, I did enjoy the movie. I think I said to Ralph offline, if someone came up to me and said, like, hey, would you go see Don't Breathe? I would say, yes, definitely go see it. I just wouldn't watch it a second time.
Gotcha.
It's a one-and-done sort of film. I don't know if that's the answer you're looking for.
Like the one night stand at a bar.
Stand at a bar where you catch the clap. And
that's a son of a bad movie.
Take some medication for the next week or so because some of the scenes
you're
in there
scarred kinda, a little bit, aren't you?
Yeah, it's a little hard to get out of the mind at first.
Something
so it's
with a turkey
like,
size baster of some sort.
Are we doing spoilers in this show?
I mean, we don't give a shit about spoilers, but after our first impressions, then we can give spoilers freely. Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't remember.
We don't really say it on the show, but we also don't like to tiptoe around spoilers all the time, and everyone's so spoiler fucking crazy out there.
Yeah, you gotta say.
And
spoilers.
I really hate it because I just think people are pussies. If you fucking saw the movie, you fucking listen to the review now. That's it. It's done. If you're not, then don't. If you don't care, then you listen to it anyway.
Right.
So you're here already, no matter what happens. So Ralph, what's your first impressions?
Fair enough.
First impressions. Yeah. So I guess, like I said, I was anticipated. I did want to hope. I always hope for a good movie, right?
We all do.
That's everything. Overall, it was all right. I mean, I thought they could have done a lot of better things in this movie, and I really hoped they did a lot of better things in this movie.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear what specific stuff you guys were talking
about. Yeah, we'll get into specifics in a bit, but I don't know if I'd recommend this for somebody. I would definitely tell people that it's not a horror movie. That's what my first big thing. And if you are, I mean, like I said, it has horror aspects, but if you're not into horror movies, this is a movie you could still watch and be like, oh, it wasn't that bad. It's not a horror, you know, there's no random witch that comes out or some crazy, there's no jump scares, at least not for me. There was. And, yeah. So that was overall, you know, limpy dick. So.
Gotcha. So half cocked out, half at half mast, maybe.
Not even.
No,
almost there, but almost there.
How many more dick references can I make?
Almost there, but mostly flaccid.
Mostly flaccid. There you go.
That's got it. It looks like I'm the only one that actually really enjoyed this movie, and we'll probably watch it again, and might skip the baster scene, but not really even because the dripping part. I mean, it just really went at it. I'm really glad for our film that for a budget like this. For the amount of money it made, for the exposure it got.
Sure.
That it went gonzo on it on some stuff. And I'm glad that it went that far as opposed to the mediocre, usually shitty aspect. I'm glad there was no romance angle to it. It was a little bit. But never went anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm glad for some of the surprises. The physical performance of just the actor who's in the Avatar, the bad guy, the blind guy. I forgot his name.
Actually, in the movie, he's called the blind guy.
Stephen Long.
Yeah. Stephen Long.
That was in my notes.
Yeah.
Good. See?
And he was in Avatar.
You should just... Yeah.
Yeah, he's the bad guy in Avatar, right?
Yeah, he's
Colonel Miles.
He's the tree-hating soldier, yeah.
And he also played Babe Ruth in the movie Babe Ruth.
You did a lot more things than
he
we did.
He did. And he was in Public Enemies and Tombstone.
Who was he in Tombstone?
And he's got a... I didn't write that down.
Well, you wrote a lot more down than I...
He was probably like drunk guy number two or something.
I mean, he had to be.
And he's got a Tony because he was a big stage actor.
He's gay?
Yeah, so
I knew what he meant.
I'm sorry, I cut you off.
No, I was going with you. You were saying?
Yeah, no, because I loved him in the movie.
Oh, okay.
He was my absolute favorite character.
Oh, by far, he's the best thing about this movie.
Yes, I agree.
If that opening scene wasn't there when he was dragging the
Oh,
girl,
my God.
Okay.
The worst sin of this movie is that opening shitty fucking scene.
I would have been on his side the entire movie, like, yeah, get that guy money.
Right.
He
okay.
fucking sucks.
Let's get it out of the way now, because it's opening and also leads to the ending. What the fuck are the movies that decide to open up with the ending? Not even the ending, the road to the ending, and then like skip back a day or 5 weeks or whatever the fuck, and then show the whole thing. What is the point of that? And in particular, what's the point of it? Why show it in this movie? What was the point of showing us him dragging that girl in broad daylight in the street?
I mean, I guess they wanted to... I mean, because we know the ending, but I guess they wanted to show
that... Does that create intrigue for you, Puff?
No. I mean, it just... I know in the end, he's dragging somebody back home with him.
And then most likely the other two are dead.
That's what I'm thinking.
And also when she's like, you can't do anything out here on the environment when she escapes the house.
Right, you totally know.
I'm like, yeah, she's going to definitely get out of there. I don't care what you're doing with the dog in the car.
Yep.
I know he catches you because he hasn't dragged you there.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Stupid.
I don't know what they're doing.
For me, what it told me that where they are is desolate and he could do anything without repercussion.
Do you think that was what I was trying to do?
Broad daylight down a residential street, you know, houses lining the street. Mm. He's dragging a dead. I thought she was dead. You didn't know at that point.
Yeah.
And
you also don't know you were in Detroit
until
at that time.
Later. But
until later, yeah.
Wherever you are at, you're fucked because this guy could do anything and no one's going to know. You can't call for help. You can't bang on the next door neighbor's door for help. He's got you. That's what it said to me. That's
a strange visceral reaction. I mean, it's very, now that you say it, it's very, that makes sense.
It does make some total sense, yeah.
That would have been 10th place among the things I never would have thought of about that intro. That's crazy. I just went straight for the structural script flaws.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I just went straight to that.
I unfortunately
had acid flashback shitty memories of all the movies that do it that fucking sucked, you know?
Yeah.
That do it. And I just, you're right, that makes more sense.
That's what
I'm hoping to see.
Desolation, isolation.
I'm curious how many people who did see this movie, because a lot of people did see it, think that way. Who thought that or thought the other way, maybe what Ralph and I think. I'm hoping it's not that it's yours way, because that's a more positive outlook. Huh. That's crazy.
We're negative Nancys.
Yeah, we are negative Nancys. But that's okay. I still hate that. I mean, thank you for that, but I still think it's a shitty movie. But whatever. That's out of the way. So the plot. Okay, so what do we think of the fact that this movie, what one of my favorite thing about it, and also I do think it's a horror movie though, but I liked how the movie transcends from a crime movie to a horror movie with like a thriller thing aspect. But thriller and horror are basically married to each other all the time
in
all movies. Like The Witch, for example.
Yeah. For me, a horror movie is, I guess...
Don't say jump scares.
It's not jump scares, because it's not. But I see something different in a horror movie, and it just didn't have it for me. And it would feel more like a general audience kind of thing. Like,
yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, kind of like, for example, The Witch that we saw earlier this year.
Because it's more of a fun... Not a fun, but like a... Not The Witch, but this movie. Don't
sure,
be
sure. Yeah,
how it's more like an audience pleaser.
Yeah, I think it's more of an audience pleaser. Like, it's not The Conjuring, right? Where we're gonna see shit pop up everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And yes, you will have those jump scares, but at the same time, there, like, this freaky thing comes at you. It's all realistic stuff in this movie. That's why I don't see it as a traditional horror. I guess for me, I don't see
but
it.
But did you think Hush was a horror movie?
No.
No, okay.
No.
See, I think Hush was also.
Oh.
That's the same thing.
Yeah.
A special abilities scenario, main character.
Yeah.
She has to deal with a serial killer outside her door. Yeah. She's deaf.
Was that
in this movie?
I haven't.
It's on Netflix. That's amazing.
It's really good.
Check it out. Cool.
Hush, yeah. Same similar scenario. Yeah. Like something you've never seen before.
Sure.
In a regular formula of horror, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I'll check it out.
Maybe surviving in me in general is just not
I mean, yeah. I mean, if you consider, like, what's that movie with Deliverance, right? That's. Like, you don't consider that horror, per se.
I don't.
But it's horrifying.
Sure, that it is, yeah.
Right? Have you seen Deliverance?
Yeah. 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 Screw like a pig, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's horrifying. A fucked up scenario, you know?
Totally.
But you're right. We don't consider it a horror, so I'm curious what makes that difference for...
Yeah, I guess maybe people see horror, and they immediately think jump scares and monsters and a bunch of stuff
because
like that.
Unfortunately, that's what modern horror is. It's loud noises and jump scares.
Yeah.
Not a lot of
raise the volume on the music. Cue this thing. Yeah.
Exactly. But I think also like horror movies, even modern ones, because there's some good modern horror movies. A lot of shitty ones. They don't have to rely on those things. Obviously, they can be something that makes you really, really uncomfortable. It can be a situation.
It's the story that carries you
the
through.
The risk of loss of life seems to be the main thing that makes a horror movie a horror movie.
Yeah, I guess you could say
right?
that.
Right, because if you die, that's like this movie takes a lot of effort to get these characters to be like, well, you brought a gun, so now anything he does against you can be against the law, against you know, whatever protection. Right. Trespassing thing, whatever he says. And also, the secret that this guy's hiding adds to that he has to kill you. So they add all this information, some of it bad, some of it good, in layers, so that way you get the fact that the risk of life is always there. The threat of life is always there. And that's a key component for me in a horror movie. Mm. Among other things, of course.
Sure.
Like, the whole blackout scene was probably the best overall sequence.
I remember thinking to myself, wow, they're really in the dark because their pupils were
completely
just
dilated.
Was that real, you think? Were they really
well, you can't
fumbling around in the dark like that?
Can you even
night vision.
Yeah, but night vision will not night vision still emits that green light, you know. You see,
I guess you're right.
So do you think they were just wearing contacts?
I don't know.
Because it looked great.
I don't know how
it looked
real. I honestly, it's probably contacts, I assume.
Huh. Maybe.
It better look really real. It looked like however you would imagine shooting in the dark would be. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
Like feeling your way out.
That was
fuck.
A good scene, yeah.
Yeah, that was good. You even had a jump scare in there, too, like with the hand coming through the...
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I liked when the jump... The one that got me is in the beginning, they break into the house, and the guy's sleeping, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's... And I had said if I didn't see him dragging that girl in the beginning, I would have been on this guy's side the entire time. He lost a child.
Hey,
he's
criminals are in his house stealing his money and shit. Yeah.
Yes, and he sleeps to the sounds of his dead daughter's home movies.
Right.
You know, I mean, that was just so touching. Being a parent,
it's like Minority Report's beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was with him the whole time, but you know, money like turns his head, and then the camera pans back, and the guy's just sitting bolt upright.
Yeah.
In bed, looking where money is standing with those piercing blue eyes of his because he's blind and got me. That for some reason that just caught me way.
No, it's a creepy image because literally you 1 second he's not. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but you know just the psychological state of this guy losing his kid. I think any parent could relate to. So I was with him, man. I was all the way up even to the most fucked up shit he did with the turkey baster.
You were with him at that point?
I'm like, you know what?
Past that point?
Who could relate to losing a kid like that and then this person walking, getting any jail time, and just going off the deep end?
So you can relate to a guy who would go off this badly into the deep end, even if it leads to the shit.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I can see where it came from, for sure. Yeah, I made the connection immediately.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy.
It's that primal parental.
Yeah, it's easy to do that. It's like you literally can do anything if something like that were to happen. So.
Yeah, like, if not in the moment. If not overall in the moment.
Yeah, but I mean, you could easily break also and just, you know, he obviously was completely broken and then a war vet.
On top of that. Yeah, good point.
Yeah, God knows what he went through, right? Well, what war vet? Vietnam?
I think they said Gulf War.
Gulf War? Yeah, right. He's not that old.
Oh, you're right.
It does say that.
Right. Yeah, remember Vietnam, we look older now.
Yeah, Vietnam.
They're getting older and older now. Right. We can start losing all the Vietnam vets soon. I mean, not soon, but before we know it. Yeah, okay. I'm with you guys on that. I guess, I mean, I never, it's funny because I'm the only one who's fatherless. Or childless, sorry. Childless. I was like, the other way around.
Our father's still here.
Yeah, he's right there, actually. He's looking at us. Maybe that's why I didn't relate to him right away. But I was with, that's what made me, the other thing that pissed me off about the movie is that the change in that. Because I changed my mind on the guy.
So in the beginning,
and I think the movie's trying to make you change your mind. It's trying to force you to change your mind. Going from like the first half is amazing because you are sympathizing with him. These criminals are in his fucking home. I'm not saying he has to kill them, but he. I would say do whatever you can to defend yourself. Get rid of these kids. This is terrible. Please get out of here. Please escape. And why are we showing these kids as a protagonist when it should be this guy? I almost feel that way. If you divorce yourself from that shitty intro again. I would even be more in deep into that thinking. But then halfway through the movie, when you find out what's down that door, the basement and stuff, and like, it turns into a flat out B movie, which is great. I like movies going all out. And I even like good B movies. That's the whole point. You make them you make them gonzo. But they changed his entire outlook for me in a dirty, but not good feel way. Not a dirty, like, oh no, that's a cum guzzler thing, but just in a dirty, shitty way. Like, this guy was redeemable, and then he's not completely 180 completely, and I didn't like that taste, so to speak. I don't know. Do you think
they didn't stay with him instead? Like, you didn't? Think they changed his his persona in the middle of the movie?
Yeah. With the information.
Would you say was it after he kills the girl, the chained up girl?
Well, he accidentally killed her.
Well, he still did it.
Yeah, true.
So I'm saying, do you think that's when the shift changed?
No, when I saw her change.
Or when you saw her change.
And she gave him the fucking news clip. Which, by the way, why do we have your newspaper clipping of your story? Right. But whatever. When she gave it to him.
Yeah.
Or her, or whatever. Yeah, that was the scene. And obviously, by the time the scene when he's trying to impregnate the other girl comes in, I'm like, okay, this movie's just gone off the deep end. As much as this guy is, yeah. Right? So, I was into the movie back by then. So
okay.
It was fine. But, like, it just took me a while. It was a hit. So, like, not a good hit. Did you guys feel anywhere like that?
Trying to think.
I guess I didn't think about it. I guess I didn't think of that pivotal moment when you were rooting for him versus, okay, you're fucking...
Yeah, you're fucking crazy.
Way too crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't think about that.
I guess, unfortunately for me, I'm just really negative. Sorry. I mean,
looks like I was just take over.
Unfortunately, I was just waiting on so when's the girl gonna get out?
That's true. And in the back
and
of
like,
my mind,
and that whole time, just like, okay, they're not gonna make it out here, and obviously the guy doesn't make it out, or probably not, like more than likely.
In the back of my mind, me too.
Sure. Mm. And I was just like, okay, so we'll see whenever she gets out. Like, I want to see what happens in between then, because it just. Yeah, I didn't do anything else for me. I sympathize with most of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, am I the only one who thought in the beginning the woman he was dragging was the woman who was chained up?
Oh, yeah, I thought of that too.
I thought that too.
Yeah.
But I thought of it
surprisingly
after he killed her by accident. Like, I didn't think about it in the moment.
Oh, I see.
Like, no, I thought about it in the moment.
I was really flabbergasted that he had a chained up girl in there. Yeah. Like, that was really...
Right, that
like,
was...
Whoa.
Completely left turn.
I was expecting, I don't know what, but didn't expect that, sure. I guess. Yeah.
I thought that, but then I was like, no, the girl has shorter hair. I was like, sorry.
Oh, okay. You actually put it together. You actually used your brain. Yeah. I did not use my brain. I just forgot to use my brain.
Yeah.
And by the time I used it, like, oh, she's dead anyway. What the fuck? It's clearly
dead. Because they both had blonde hair.
Did they?
Yeah.
I already forgot. Yeah. I saw it 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, that's wild. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Or 3 weeks ago. I don't remember. Fuck. But yeah, yeah. I get that. So let's talk about the... So one thing I do like about this movie is the use of space. Let's talk about a little technical stuff here. The use of space is amazing because this whole movie is in one location, and usually that means, you know, oh, you know, trying to save on budget. But also, like, this is like a high concept movie, I guess you call it. High, you know, or strangely concepted movie. Like Room, the movie Room.
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie?
No.
Oh, dude.
Watch it.
Watch it.
I mean, if you want to get your heart broken with emotion, then yeah, watch that movie.
Okay. All right. Room. I had one of my emo days.
If anything, that's more horrifying just because it's so raw and real.
Right? You're going to want to like hold back. Like, you're going to shed a tear at least once.
And you're going to hug Talia.
Yeah, I shed a tear for like one scene. Wow. And it wasn't even like a scene where most people think. It's just like, I just fucking, it was so stupid.
Just him interacting with the dog.
I just love that.
Room.
Yeah. It came out last year.
With Brie
Larson.
Brie Larson.
Yeah.
No, it's her and the kid living in the cell. In the,
yeah.
Yeah.
Did you cry? I didn't cry.
At one scene when the kid tells his grandma that he loves her.
Oh, yeah, that one too.
I don't know why. It got me.
Maybe I'm a monster.
I know.
I mean, you do. You like, are into horror and supernatural. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why.
I remember liking it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Huh. I don't know. We saw it in theaters.
Go back and rewatch it.
Yeah, that's the only time I cried was that one part. And I was just like, man, I don't know.
There's always one movie of the year that does that for me. That Room was that for me.
Yeah.
I think. Anyway, back to space. Something completely different. Space. The use of space in this movie, because there's many ways you can shoot it. And it's funny how the some of the times the director when, or the cameraman, whatever, Fede Alvarez, shoots establishing shots, time passing shots, you know, where they pan over a room. Or they pan over, or someone standing still, or sleeping, or something, to just progress the next scene, is that they shoot it in a wider lens, and then other times when they're like, when you want to get that claustrophobic feel, like in the dark, when their eyes are pupil dilated, and other scenes like, you know, with the baster, they do really close-up shots, and they do it in a different style. And I love how the house would feel very grand sometimes. But when it wanted you to, it felt very small other times. And I'm not just saying when they're calling in air vents, but in regular time. When they're in, yeah, what the fuck? When they're in the closet too, when they're opening the safe, when they're standing right next to the guy and they don't want to make a sound because they'll hear him. Like, it all feels very different during certain emotions. And I like how this office guy was really attentive to that, which makes it, I think, a horror movie because it's manipulating you just like it manipulates your sympathies with the fucking, you know, hero / villain. But whatever. Yeah, I think it does a good job. That's my point. I seem to remember a lot of spatial camera work. That was really cool for me.
Hmm.
Anyway.
How big was that basement?
It felt gigantic.
What is it with fucking killers or crazy people with the biggest basements?
Basements.
The best basements. Dude, what's Buffalo Bill? One of the best basements I've ever seen. Gets his own well. Gets his own well.
Better than the Batcave.
Dude, that's what's
that? Yeah.
And then you mentioned the ducks when he's climbing through the ducks.
Like, yeah.
And the dog. Tower?
And that is the most loyal, devoted, crazy-ass dog I've ever seen in my life.
The dog going into the vents, yeah.
How worried were you about the dog? Really? You're backing out now? Can I show you dog-killing movies now?
No.
Okay.
No, Amores Perros? No.
No, I mean, not that movie.
I guess I saw the dog more as a killing machine, and I didn't think it would get
so you did see just like a kind of crazy device.
It was another weapon.
Ruff, did you?
I thought I was going to get killed pretty early on, actually.
You're surprised it didn't?
Yeah, actually, I am surprised that the dog didn't get killed.
I'm surprised that the dog had its own spotlight scene of the car. I'm like, damn, this
dog that was a Cujo?
This dog is a supporting character in this movie.
The dog did better than Money.
Yeah, way better than Money.
Actually, I think the dog did have more screen time than Money did.
Oh, way more screen time.
Money, who was also played by Dylan Minnette.
Jesus.
Dylan Minnette.
I think that's Minnet.
Oh, my God. No, I read Daniel
Zavato.
Cavuto. Zavato.
Oh, wow.
Zavato.
My Z looked like a C.
Don't quit your day jobs anymore. You wrote it down. You actually physically wrote
it
down.
But you know what? He was in It Follows. I didn't realize that, which I loved.
Oh, so was he?
He was.
Who was in It Follows?
Greg Hannigan.
I remember.
Was his character name in It Follows? And Dylan Minnette, wasn't that Percy Jackson?
Yeah, he's Percy.
That's Percy, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
Percy, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that failed series of movies? Good books, though.
Good books.
They're fun books.
That's the end of my notes.
I don't know about great books. That's going to be... And he's gone. Thank you, Che, for helping us on this SOS bonus.
But I had to look up that Daniel Zavato guy because he just... Zavato, because he just made me so nauseous in the movie.
So part of the big reason also why it's hard for me to recommend this movie is that it's so B-movie. You know, it that scene, and we'll just talk about it now, that, you know, when he's impregnating her and the contradictory, really not PC, and it hits you in the wrong way kind of remark when he's like, I'm not a rapist, when he's kind of fucking inject semen into her fucking bitch.
Yeah.
You know, like, apples and oranges on this... What you think there, Chief? Because I mean, maybe not apples and oranges, but like they're the same, almost the same thing. It's terrible what you're doing. Don't try to. If that at that point, there's the script or the movie is trying so hard to get me to root for just the girl. See, I would have loved a better duality. It's much better if you sympathize with both. Then you don't know what you want. Mm, then you're conflicted. Then when the end happens, you feel more powerful, or emotional, or whatever. And then I do like the very ending. But I just like it. I don't like love it. And I do redeem a little bit. But I don't know. What do you guys think of that crucial? I mean, that seems to be the scene, the standout scene. If you can remember top 10 scenes of the year, the fucking baser scene, right?
The turkey baser full of semen. Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
Could we talk about the science behind that real quick? Because that bothered me. That's my OCD taking
that. That's what you want to talk about?
So we have...
Freezer.
We have the blind guy.
Right? Yep.
Stephen Lang. Who's blind, who's in the middle of desolate Detroit.
Yeah.
Right? In this decrepit-ass house. Mm-hmm. But yet he could maintain at perfect temperature his own semen, which dies, by the way, as soon as it hits air. that's why I always pull out children. Who could freeze semen at the exact right temperature, blind, defrost semen at the exact right temperature, Also blind.
On
a prison hot plate.
That's true. It was a prison that's hot. I mean, I thought he was in prison. I thought we were cutting back to a chef flashback.
Suck it into Thanksgiving turkey baster. Blind.
Blind, completely.
And then accurately insert said basted semen blind.
In the right area, too. He's got to go all the way in there, too. He's got to hit it right.
Yeah. Is that just really bothered me. If anything bothered me in the whole movie, it was that.
Forget the... dynamics of the fact that, you know, they cherry pick when he can hear noises and when he can't.
Oh my god.
So that okay, so I did have
That's a bigger problem because that's clearly every scene.
Yeah,
besides
so
this
didn't
one scene.
The previews make it seem like that guy was like supernatural? Did I
oh
remember...
yeah, the scene when the boy is like trying to block his breathing and he lets out that little muffle and he hears it and goes
like
back
he
into
had
the room.
Super hearing, super
but
smell,
at the same time he walked
feel.
Right past him, he barely walked out of the way and he didn't feel anything, didn't sense anything. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. So I guess when you asked very early on expectation, I expected this supernatural being this blind man, but he really wasn't.
Well, being the SOS president co-founder, I expect no less from you.
It was SOS-radio.
Motherfucker. He's always like, I like testing him. It's great.
But so I guess that was an expectation that wasn't met. I thought he was supernatural. I thought it was going to be, you know, he could smell, he could feel the change in the air when people were standing there.
Right, but he does that.
You thought he was an X-Man.
He does that in some of the parts.
Yeah, almost.
Right? And then a lot of the times he does it. The one supernatural thing his ability has is that he makes no fucking noise because you never hear any floor creaking anytime, right? Or anything that he always sneaks up on everybody.
I mean, you do hear it when they're down in the basement and they're like waiting to see if he's clearing the door.
Sure.
That's because
he's stomping.
That's the scene that we're paying attention to.
Yeah.
And normally I would give a lot of credit to a movie that would focus in on a hero's perspective.
Yeah.
Like if this protagonist is this guy on camera, it could be the victim or the actually they're both fucking victims. Whatever. It could be anybody. If they don't listen to something, then we don't. And if they do, then we do. If they're focusing on something, that's what we're focusing on. Normally I would agree with that, but it's so all over the place and it's not consistent.
That's
like, clearly they didn't put that thought into it.
Yeah.
But it would have been awesome if they did.
Yeah.
Because after the fact, you would go back and realize and maybe watch it again and realize, oh my God, they put me literally into the brain and the senses of the very actor that we're watching. And that would be cool. I talked recently about a movie that did that.
Yeah, you did. But they didn't do that.
No,
because it's all over the place.
Yeah,
because,
it's all over the place.
Like you said, he can hear everybody breathing at one second. Like I know even where he is, he shot right where the guy was, dead shot.
Yep.
And the scene prior, he's just like, I don't see anybody, because I'm blind. And it feels that way. And that kind of really
he's like a Zumba. Right? Well, or not Zumba.
Well, it's just that he's like going everywhere trying to smell something, right?
Yeah.
Like the smelling of the shoes, that was really cool, right?
The discovering of the shoes was cool.
That was cool.
Because that was like that was really a good cool realization moment for him.
Because you found out there's another fucking person in here, right?
Yeah.
That's cool. But there's other times where he's like, what is he smelling for? What is he trying to pay attention to? The basement scenes are really cool because they do a lot of the stuff for his senses. But everything else when he's up there, he literally, like you said, he basically brushes next to one of them.
Yeah.
But he doesn't feel anything. Like, I can feel a presence of somebody next to me.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, right.
You know when someone walks in, the air literally does change.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I get it. Also, these kids... And I know they're professional thieves, I guess, because they've done
it.
Well,
one of them is like, his father's like a locksmith, and that's why he knows all this shit.
Well, his father's the security company.
Yeah.
He owns a security company, right.
Yeah. Something like that.
I guess. Or he's a first responder for them. I don't know, something like that. And but they know to like be super quiet, and shit happens in front of them, like money dies. And I would have fucking. How do you not react?
Yeah,
they do an amazing job of this is me.
Oh fuck!
Right, they do an amazing job of like not showing any reactions besides going like holding their hands over their mouth.
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't even move a muscle. Like you can't accidentally step back or something. Come on!
It was money. I mean, they probably didn't care. Let's be honest.
Right,
she was just looking for a way out.
Boyfriend, right? Yeah,
she really girlfriend. Wanted to get with Percy and.
No, she really didn't.
That was her cue.
Yeah. Oh God, Percy.
Percy.
That's not his name in the movie.
No, it's not.
We're calling him Percy. For the rest of the movie, he's Percy. Fuck him.
Sure.
His name is Alex in the movie.
Yeah.
It's Percy. Alex means Percy in Portuguese.
In Greek,
yeah, sure. That's what the main book sense, actually. I don't know why it's that Portuguese. Anyway, let's jump to the very ending. I do like the very ending, the kind of doom and gloom feel of it. Like he got away. He actually did not get in trouble for any of it.
I thought
it
was like a couple weeks later. Didn't it feel that way?
It had to be because he was in the hospital.
But it wasn't, right? Because the news made it seem like it was just done the day before. Because why would you play that a week later?
I got the feel that it was.
You're talking about the 24-hour news cycle. Like,
yeah,
talking about the
24-hour news cycle. Yeah. Like this happened in Detroit because she was still obviously in Detroit.
Do you think this movie's based on reality?
Obviously it's not, but what I'm trying to say is like also because most of her bruises, like she had a black eye, let's be realistic, she got beat the shit up, right?
Yeah.
They were gone, and I don't know if it was like just great makeup job that she did, like just fucking powder that shit on, or was it time because why would you play something about a week later that they just found the, because they mentioned it in the news, we just found the bot, this person just got robbed like last night or something. Yeah. I think they said it in the news.
He went back to being the hero.
Right.
I really did forget all this.
That was a good catch with the beat upness of her.
No, that I remember. I thought it was a passage of time because I remember the her looking better.
Yeah.
Not better, but yeah. Healing. And but I did not catch that it was they just found the body.
Or
whatever.
Like I said, come on. New cycle wouldn't be refreshing that for, I mean, I guess there's a lot of murders in Detroit, right? They'll put other stuff in there.
And they're
it's not Chicago,
a city.
But
they're barely a city, man. It's
Detroit. I mean, Detroit crumbled.
I saw this.
I know. I drove past there. It was pretty shitty.
I saw this documentary that it's called Detropia. It just kind of covers a lot of that.
Yeah, for sure.
And there are people that are trying to revive it for sure. And yes, there is some city underbelly, and there's still like any city would.
Yeah.
But it's really half a city at best because a lot of people left. Half the people left.
Right. Yeah.
Abandoned their homes, like you see. So
yeah, it felt like she left right away, right? Mm. Or I thought, I don't know. I like the ending though, that he was still alive.
The general
fucking
idea,
still kicking. Damn,
that's a tough dude.
Yeah, man.
What happened to him before? I'm trying to remember what she did to him to escape. I forget.
Did she
shoot him? I know she set the alarm on.
No, he shot himself. So he hit him. He hit him with the crow. She hit him with the crowbar. And she was beating the shit out of him with the crowbar, right? Mm-hmm. And then she pushed him down.
He fell on a gun, right?
Yeah, he pushed him. She pushed him down into the basement.
Oh, into the basement, yeah.
Cellar, basement, same thing. And then the gun goes off, and it looked like he shot himself on the side, like in his lungs or something.
Because
you see blood right away. And then you thought he's probably going to die
from the fall in the shot.
Right, from the fall in the shot, yeah. And being beat the fuck up. So you thought he would die, but I guess the police got there fast enough, although it was just one cop car. But
Well, it is Detroit.
Right, I guess.
Yeah, that's interesting. I have another big, this is a big flaw that, it's not a noodle scratch or anything, but what is the point of having this alarm set? If your whole point is not to have the alarm set, their saving grace originally planned, these kids, was to set the alarm to get away. He didn't want that because he has a prisoner in the basement. Why does he have an alarm?
Well, I'm pretty sure the alarm is one of those things that I think he just had.
Are you kidding? That guy has that place wired to his liking. I think he would have taken that out.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, this guy is very methodical. He has everything triple locked.
You know, I didn't. That's a
yeah, that's true, though.
Point. It's ridiculous.
I'm not thinking about it, but
I'm saying that their saving grace happens to be his saving grace eventually in some roundabout way.
Sure.
But, like, what happened? And also, maybe this might answer your question about time passing and that they found the body just then. What if, like, he... Is there any way he could have manipulated... No, he couldn't have, I guess. Wow. Manipulated something where, like, they actually found more information a week later. But no, the cop would... No, no, yeah, the cop would have found everything, I guess.
Yeah, well, no, because he hid the body that he killed...
He had the other girl.
The other girl.
But not the perps. But yeah, you had.
Mm. He had the other girl. Was it, was that tar?
Oh, right, right, right. What was that? In the tub or whatever.
Yeah, what was that?
Something like that, yeah.
Tar, yeah. Acid, I'm telling you, something.
He had all the best stuff.
Like, right. It's got to be something to get rid of a body, so I would think acid or something.
Yeah, probably acid.
But it was black.
Very
was dark.
10 Cloverfield Lane style.
Huh. Well, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting that he had a cutout on the floor, ready to dispose of a body.
Like, yeah, what the hell is he going to put there?
This guy, best basements.
Just layers.
I clearly need to be a murderer or something of some kind.
It was a maze in there, too. Fucking rose everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had a garden or something in there, it looked like.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had this whole, like...
You know what? That basement in Zodiac, the poster maker guy?
Dude.
That scene. I mean, horrifyingly awesome scene, but, like, that's an awesome basement. Yeah. And, like, in this California, supposedly there's no basement in California, but he has the one best basement on the planet. Yeah, anyway. Anything else on Don't Breathe? I cannot think of anything right now at the moment.
No. I mean, like I said, where it fell apart for me was the whole in and out of this guy not knowing his abilities. Every time loud music would play or something loud, he would be hindered, right?
Right. Yeah, like the washing machine.
Right, the washing machine, the alarm system at the end.
Yeah, his spidey sense.
Sure,
overloaded.
Sure, his spidey senses. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the times when he's just in the room and he's like, there's other two people there. And I get it. They're not breathing per se or really low. It just still feels like...
Why don't they just both start yelling at the top of their lungs at the same time in that moment?
I don't know.
Well, one of them's getting hit. That's why.
Yeah.
It's a 50-50 there.
Maybe. I'm just saying.
Well, there's no sound. That's the problem.
I mean, the sound wasn't making him... It took him a while to him to actually turn off the laundry stuff, right? It wasn't like... His reaction was to flinch and panic before he reacted to both scenes of the sound craziness, right? The alarm and the one. So it seems to me like they could have done that and given that yourselves that few seconds window to escape, right? Or run off?
Or I don't know. I guess.
Or shoot him or something?
I mean, I thought that. To try to
That's another thing is that there are a lot of decisions that I would have made a long time ago and during the course of this film that would not have gotten me killed, or I wouldn't have been there anyway, but...
One of the first things I thought was when the kid didn't get killed, that person.
I also like that he would have run away if he didn't hear the gunshot.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah. Too. But when Percy didn't get killed and he used the body of money to get to stab him, right? That was cool. But I thought he unlocked the doors already and let the doors open. Like, so when they escaped, it was just escape, not like, because what was he thinking? Was he going to kill the guy? Because he obviously didn't kill him. He just knocked him out or whatever. He just handcuffed them, right? That's what he did.
Yeah.
And so he thought he had all the time in the world to escape, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I would have opened that door, like, had them all unlocked, ready to go, and then gone probably to save her. I probably would have just ran out. I'm not going to lie. Thinking about it now. Yeah, I'm just thinking about it now.
Yeah.
I probably would have just ran out.
Dude, I would have run out. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I hit or the gunshot. Hit the alarm. I'm not saying I won't be curious, but, like, I understand also his, you know, he's a good guy.
Sure.
He's going to want to make sure that they're safe because he just, at that point, hasn't gone crazy yet. But it's crazy enough, we get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
He had the right mentality before he did the stupid thing. Anything you want to add to that, Jay?
No. What do you think about the girl's backstory?
the shitty ass backstory with the Nazi stepfather thing. You just want to make it the worst kind of situation that you want to.
The trailer.
It was just so hokey and
the
overloaded.
White trash boyfriend.
I wish it was more mediocre. I wish the mother was just like a pill taker and just like an overall asshole of a mother, but still provided and still had, you know, maybe separated parents. She's just a late teenager, early 20s girl who just thinks she has it worse than it is and wants to escape with the sister. Can you just make it more simple? You don't have to make it like literally the worst environment. White trailer trash with Nazi tattoo dude. Like, they made it the worst.
The mom talking about the daughter giving blowjobs. Yeah. And it's just horrible.
And then the other backstory, which is my dad used to, or when my dad left us or whatever, I got blamed for it. And then I used to be locked up in the trunk by my mom when I was younger. And the whole ladybug thing that I
thought pointless.
God, I forgot about
that. But if she didn't get locked in the trunk, she wouldn't have realized that car back seats get pushed down. And she trapped the dog, which ultimately helped her.
And then the ladybug came in and showed her the remote control. Fucking so stupid. I hate that shit.
That was another B movie element that I tried to embrace, but I saw
the ladybug and I was like, fuck. I just didn't like it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Speaking of ladybug, the wrist tattoos. She got a wrist tattoo the night before.
Yeah.
Right? Now I have both my wrist tattooed and they blew up like golf balls for like a week.
That's true. I saw that too. Like,
just not saying. I'm just
saying. No Lubriderm, no fucking nothing under, no checking up.
I just got these yesterday.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
I have great skin.
You didn't. I'm telling you right now.
I have amazing healing powers.
It was just a little red, I think, right?
Yeah, it was like.
It irritated.
Like it was there for 10 years. She's full of shit. Now I hate this movie. No one go see this movie.
Jesus Christ, because he has wrist tattoos. Anyone with wrist tattoos, you will not understand this movie. Don't watch it. Don't even bother.
There you go.
Jeez, I really repressed the fucking ladybug thing.
I did. Until you mentioned it, I completely forgot.
Good thing you saw it today, Rob. I mean, bad thing now, because I hate that you mentioned that.
It's okay.
But that's okay. That was a shitty part.
Here to tell you, it's not a good movie.
That was a shitty part. No, this movie's not
perfect. There's some good stuff in it. I get it. And I like, overall, I like the whole concept of the thing.
And also, the audience I was with was really into it, and they were grossed out at the right moments.
The audience I was with was too far behind me for me to be able to tell what they were watching this movie.
And, oh, really?
Yeah, there's only a couple.
Oh, yeah, ours was pretty empty, too, when we saw it.
Hmm. Well, I saw it. That's it opening week.
Yeah.
Right, so.
And we're watching it just recently this week. So.
Yeah. Fucking last minute.
It's like leaving the theaters already.
I told you guys about this movie months ago. No.
Yeah.
Anyway, my crowd enjoyed it. I guess maybe that added to it. But I do like a good B-movie, and it's still a good B-movie, and B means bad. So this movie, obviously, it's not great or good, but it's like it has its qualities. I think it's not Planet from Outer Space. But it goes all out, and I'm glad that it did. And it has some really good stuff with the camera work, like I said.
Stephen Lang. Blind guy.
Amazing job. He did amazing, without a doubt. Yeah, he did a great job, and I don't want to detract the movie for that. If anything, for his performance alone, I would watch it. Not again, I'm saying, but if you out there haven't
seen
it, I would watch it for that reason.
I would stick to my guns what I said initially that, I would tell someone go see it, but I would definitely not watch it a second time.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Unless you're drunk.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I wouldn't watch it a second time either.
I probably wouldn't either. Maybe one day.
Now, how about that versus It Follows?
It Follows I watch like every year. I've seen that movie four times already.
It Follows way better.
Yeah, for sure.
Way better. Yeah. I love that movie. I love thinking about that movie.
So do I. I like thinking the mechanics of how it works.
Sometimes I look at a person walking towards me and I just thinking about, I know it's not me, but
And both in Detroit, right?
Was it Detroit?
I don't know
It Follows. I remember It Follows. They passed like 8 Mile and stuff.
They did. You're right.
Yeah, that's so
true. I think it was like suburbs of Detroit.
Clearly, I need to make a horror movie in Detroit.
I don't know.
It was the suburbs of Detroit for sure.
Maybe around like Ann Arbor or something.
They talk about... Maybe. They talk about not going too far into Detroit or something.
Yeah, I think they were in the suburbs.
They were like on the edges, like Niles to us or Skokie.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But now that I know it's the same director, kind of all.
No, I mean, not the same director of It Follows did this one.
I thought he did.
No, same director of The Evil Dead did this one.
Yeah.
The
new Evil Dead, same director.
Oh, man, he's checking his notes.
You refer back to
checking on twice.
Oh, Daniel Zavato.
Yeah, you fucked up. David Robert Mitchell directed
Money was
It
Follows.
You guys are never going to ask me back. I screwed up. Yeah, Money was in It Follows.
You know how many mistakes I fucking do on the show? Alone? No, late. You're fine. Trust me.
I literally sat in my office after work until 9:45.
I feel so bad that I'm just making this shit up as I sit here.
Well, let's be honest. I got to work at noon, but still.
Oh, you did?
I'm tired.
That's okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're almost done now.
I have a very flexible schedule.
We're almost done. Anything
else? Oh, no. I'm having a blast. You know?
Oh, no. It's okay. I mean, we have been almost an hour, so I figure it's a good time to stop.
That's a good bonus episode.
That's a longer than most of our other reviews. That's a good talk, though. It's a good talk with it.
Well, yeah.
I think Luke just... he's not even going to listen to the show. He won't even fucking know.
I'm not even lying. I listened to our podcast, the one with me and you.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, that was really seamless.
Of course.
Do you listen to your podcast?
Sometimes. Not all the time.
I listen to every single one.
I do.
I download every podcast. I download them all. But
to get those numbers up.
Of course, yeah.
That one number. Huh?
I almost did it twice from two different
We're almost at two digits, guys. Oh, yeah.
But no.
Make your wife do it. But she hates me.
She hates me.
She does seem like she doesn't like you.
No, we just have that rapport. Like, you know, I hate you.
She has a rapport with all of my family members, except for Danny, just Oscar. She has a rapport with Oscar and my friends that, like, they're all there just to hinder me and, you know, stuff like that. So
and hold you back.
But doesn't take it seriously.
And then make fun of her. Right.
I make fun of her so hard. You have no idea how many. Poor girl. God, yeah. You would be proud of me.
Well, no wonder she hates you.
Well, I'm proud of it.
He really is. And she's like, you don't defend me. I'm like, what do you want me to say? Like,
yeah. He has good comebacks.
Yeah.
Also, she starts it too. Okay, it's a stupid conversation.
We'll now. But this is bonus, right?
This is bonus.
Anything
yeah.
goes.
Yeah, anything goes anywhere. Any last thoughts off on this movie? Did you breathe?
I had to.
Okay, good.
Or else I wouldn't be here.
No, right, we said our last thoughts. I think you said
no.
We kind of recommend it, but not really. But we'll watch it again. Yeah, sure.
I won't watch it again.
Depends on the person.
And if you want to watch it, you can.
All right, that's fucking it. All right. Let's end the show. You have been listening to Another Movie Podcast. Please check our shit over at otherpodcast.com.
Otherpodcast.com?
Otherpodcast.com. I was going to say something completely different. Roth saw what I was going to do. Jesus. Fucking habit, man.
I know.
Also, feedback can always be sent to tell us how shitty we did or how amazing we did over at podmoviecast@gmail.com. I got that one right.
Yes, you did.
You can follow me on Twitter for movie chatter always at Armin Filmmaker. You see how seamless that was. That's
good.
Filmmaker with ARMEN, as well as on Letterboxd for my movie watching habits. Ralph, you have one of those Twitter things too.
I do. You can follow me at Gamer Ralph with two R's and an F.
And one more time, Jason, tell us where we can find your podcast.
You could find our podcast, SOS-Radio, on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, SoundCloud.
And your mom's basement.
You could stream the podcast off of our website, SOS-Radio.com, and come see what we got going on. Some pretty interesting stuff. We take the podcast on the road a lot.
Oh, that's right.
Haunted locations.
It's nice to take a break from you guys, honestly. Yeah. Although by the time people listen to this, I don't know when. It's the 5 months later. This is such a time weird.
This one.
We're time traveling with this particular podcast.
So this one here is going to come out in 5 months?
On the actual web.
I have to wait 5 months?
No, I'll give it to you personally.
Okay.
For the people that donated, they get it this month.
Nice.
But for everyone else, they get it 5 months later.
But definitely go out and rate on iTunes.
That's what we like. On both our shows.
Yeah.
Rate both of us. SOS-Radio and then this one. And this one first. Yeah, Another Movie Podcast first, alphabetical.
And then while you're there.
And then, you're there already. You did the deed.
Go to SOS-Radio. But you need that dash. Otherwise, it's a Christian music station.
Yeah, what does it stand for?
SOS?
Yeah.
Supernatural Occurrence.
No. And the Christian thing.
I have no idea.
Oh,
I don't know. I'm so mad at them because I want to buy their
domain
and stuff.
Are they big?
But they seem to be.
Yeah. Are they popular?
Christian. They have a lot of followers and... ratings and things. So, but the ratings really do help out. We probably talked an hour offline on how to get more ratings.
Oh yeah, we talked
followers.
A lot. I mean, iTunes uses algorithms and math shit to get more people to math shit to get other people to. You know, that's the only way to do it is through ratings. So yeah. Anyway, check us out there. Until then, my little cinephiles. I am Oscar.
Raphael.
And guest star
Jason Knight.
See you later.
Thank you.
Arrivederci.
All right, don't breathe.
Breathe.
Let's do it before
I was like, wait, what, is this a test?
Right, yeah. Everyone don't breathe. Okay. I don't have an intro, so I'm just going to do the regular one.
And you never thought of anything to witty to say, so go
ahead. We've been talking for over an hour. God, I hate you, Ralph. You just put me on the spot.
I took a little bit of notes.
Oh my God, you're so...
Just a little bit. Jesus. I had to know the couple main characters.
Everything's going to be off the top of my head, like always. So, which Luke hates because he's like, what do you think of this? You should tell me in advance. Like, I don't know. All right. 5, 4, 3, 2...